doubleheader tonight. Up next, we have the Auburn Lady Bulldogs and the Syracuse Lady Rockets here in this Class C1 girls sub-district. In the game completed a few minutes ago, the Fall City Lady Tigers picked up the win over Fairbury. The final was Fall City 30 and Fairbury 22. Fall City had two girls leading the way in double figures. Ashley Kirkendall finished with 10. Maddie Jones also with 10 for the Tigers. Leading the scoring for Fairbury was Madison Oldie. She had 7 for the Lady Chaps. As we said, up next, the Auburn Bulldogs and the Syracuse Rockets. Auburn, under Coach Grant Cole, has compiled a 15-8 record coming into the sub-districts. The Syracuse Rockets, under Coach Andrew Pryor, are sitting at 10-13 on the season coming into this one. Let's look at the starting lineups here for this game. First of all, for the Rockets, they'll go with Caden Sisko. Sisko was a 5'10 junior. Riley Sailoff, 5'4 and a junior. Eva Braymeyer, a 5'4 junior. Jaden Meyer, a sophomore at 5'6. And Caitlin Smith, a 6'2 senior. Starting lineup for the Auburn Bulldogs under Coach Grant Cole. He'll go with Sidney Binder, a 5'4 junior. Jameson Kirkpatrick, 5'7 and a junior. Olivia Swanson, she's a 5'10 senior. Addie Maddox, 5'6 and a junior. And Zoe Baldensberger, a 5'8 junior. We'll step aside for a 1 minute timeout and be back with the opening tip off after this 60 second break. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Den's Country Meats in Table Rock has deep family values. Den's Country Meats is a USDA inspected meat processing plant serving their customers with custom meat processing, award-winning sausages, and fresh retail cuts in their store. Stop by Den's Country Meats in Table Rock and find out why they've been processing meat for 33 years with several varieties of jerky, snack sticks, brats, and summer sausage. Den's Country Meats in Table Rock.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Once again, we welcome you back inside McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse here at Fall City High School. They're completing the introduction of starting lineups right now over the public address system. Gives us a minute again to remind you the final score that we had over at the Rowe Activity Center in the girls D2-1 sub-district. Sacred Heart Irish held on for a 53-44 win tonight over Diller Odell. That means that they will play at 7 o'clock Thursday night, weather permitting, against the winner of the Lewiston-Parkview Christian game that's going on right now over at the Rowe Activity Center. Now, we'll have live coverage of those games for you coming up Thursday night here on Sunny 101.3. We'll have Fall City taking on the winner of this upcoming game on KTNC. It'll be Sacred Heart facing either Lewiston or Parkview Christian. That's coming up Thursday night here on our family of stations. All right, ready to jump it up. Smith at 6'3 steps in there for Syracuse to jump it up against Olivia Swanson. Rockets control the tip. Jaden Meyer with the basketball at the top of the key to the right elbow to Braymeyer. Braymeyer can't get a look. A cross-court pass to the far side to Meyer. Meyer launches a long three that's up and off, no good. Rebound goes off the fingertips of Olivia Swanson on the baseline. Out of bounds, touch last by Swanson. It'll be Syracuse's basketball. Riley Sailoff will inbound it. She stands on the right side baseline under her own basket. Sailoff lobs it up top. Oh, they're going to have to chase it. It's going to go out of bounds. It'll be a turnover, and Auburn will get the basketball. Lady Bulldogs with their first possession. Inbounding, it'll be Addie Maddox in backcourt. Tosses it into Binder. Sydney Binder pushes it down, working one-on-one against Braymeyer. Binder takes it to the left elbow. Picks up her dribble to the top of the key. Gives it up to the top of the circle, Olivia Swanson. Dribbling into the paint goes Maddox. The ball dribbled away from her. Touch last by Syracuse. It'll stay with the Lady Bulldogs. Sydney Binder will trigger it in. She'll stand on the baseline on the left side of her own backboard down in the corner. Binder to toss it in, waiting for somebody to break open. Gets it into the corner. Finds Kirkpatrick. Driving layup. Kirkpatrick, no. Battle for the rebound. Coming down with the ball was Baldensperger, but a whistle and a foul is going to be called on the Rockets. The foul is going to be on Caden Sisko. Sisko's first personal team foul, number one on the Rockets. At the free throw line will be Zoe Baldensperger, a 5'8 junior. She'll be shooting two shots. The first shot is on the way up, and it is off. No good. Couldn't get it. She'll get another try. Opening minute of play here at Fall City High. 7:25 to play first quarter. Still no score. Baldensperger will try to change that right here. Second free throw is up. It's good. Auburn goes up 1-0 over Syracuse. Here come the Rockets. Down court is Braemeyer. Braemeyer against Binder on a 1-1 here. Man-to-man defense by Auburn as they open defensively. Smith, the 6'2" senior, holds the ball at the top of the key. Gives it to the right wing now, off to Sailoff. Sailoff thought about the three, back up top to Smith. She holds the ball out between the rings at the top of the key. They've got their 6'2" center playing out between the rings at the top of the circle. There's a driving layup in the paint, whistle and a foul. Caden Sisko is going to be at the line where she'll be shooting two shots. The foul is going to be on Auburn Zoe Baldensperger. On Zoe, her first personal, team foul number one on the Lady Bulldogs. Sisko at the line to shoot two. First one hits the back of the iron and bounces out. She'll have another attempt coming. 6:55 to play here in the first quarter. 1-0. Auburn on top. Sisko to try and tie it here. The shot is up. It's in and out of there. Doesn't go. Addie Maddox is there with a rebound for the Lady Bulldogs. Now Binder down court with it to the left wing. Sydney Binder goes around the defender. Driving layup. Binder had it blocked away nicely by Jaden Meyer. And Meyer grabs up the loose basketball after getting the block. Meyer pushes it to the right side of the free throw lane. Now backs into the circle. Top of the key. Here's a three on the way from the top of the key. Up and off. No good. Put up by Sisko. Rebound Maddox. Maddox down court in a hurry. Underneath the Swanson, back to Maddox in the paint. Maddox backs in against the defender. Reverse lay-in. Maddox got it. Oh, sweet move on the baseline. A reverse lay-in by Addie Maddox to put Auburn up 3-0 with 6 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the first quarter. Here come the Rockets. Meyer with a three from the right wing. Got it. Jaden Meyer, the sophomore, pulled the trigger on that one from about 3 feet outside the three-point arc on the right wing and ties the ball game up at 3 apiece. 5:57 to go. First quarter, we're all tied up. Sydney Binder on the dribble. Top of the key to Maddox. She thought about the three. Smith comes out to get her. Maddox driving, laying up and good. Nice job by Addie Maddox. She has 4 points now as she took that to the left side of the lane around the big 6'2" center. Took it right around Caitlin Smith. All right, Rockets basketball. Caden Sisko feeds inside. Smith in traffic. The ball is loose. Smith tipped it out. It's going to be an over and back as soon as it goes out of bounds. It'll be Auburn's basketball. They elected not to pick it up, so Auburn will get it where it rolls out. Substitutes in now for Syracuse. Bridget Donover, a freshman, checks into the lineup. 5'3" freshman into the ball game for Syracuse. Lady Bulldogs basketball. Sydney Binder gets the inbound pass in backcourt. Comes across the timeline to Swanson. Swanson feeds to Maddox. Maddox takes it inside. Kicks it to the corner. Binder for three. Off the rim, no. Rebound. Follow shot. Put back. Swanson. It's good. Olivia Swanson with her first 2 points tonight. She was the hero at Weeping Water last week in the conference tournament. Hit the three at the buzzer to give them the win over Elmwood Murdoch. With the basketball, top of the key, left wing. Back around the horn, it comes to Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff can't get inside with it. Now, fall away jump shot, left wing. That shot put up by Braemeyer. It doesn't go. Syracuse gets the rebound again. Kirkhoff in traffic. And they'll clear it back up top to Eva Braemeyer. Braemeyer working one-on-one against Binder, tried to get away. Now a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Sydney Binder. Binder reached in there. She'll pick up her first personal, and that'll be team foul number two on the Bulldogs. 7-3, Auburn is up by four with 4:26 to play here in the first period. Here's the inbound pass. Left wing with the dribble is Donover, the freshman. Donover all the way, penetrates, can't get the shot, feeds off to her teammate on the baseline right side. Putting the shot up there was Meyer. It wouldn't go. The ball goes out of bounds. Went off of Syracuse. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Riley Saloff, who started the game, checks back into the contest now for the Rockets. Here's the inbound pass of Sydney Binder, 5'4 junior. She's the point guard, the spark plug to the offense. Behind the back dribble by Binder. Kicks it to the right side. Lob pass into traffic. Ball goes out of bounds. Nobody touched it, so it's going to belong to Syracuse. Zoe Baltonsparker was down there in the area, but nobody reached out to try and catch it. It goes out of bounds. Rockets basketball. This is Jaden Meyer, sophomore guard to the right wing. Donover with the ball, the freshman. Donover, guarded closely by Binder, gets it up to the top of the circle to Saloff. In the corner, baseline left side, that's Cisco with the basketball. Again to Saloff, left wing. Handling the ball is Donover, the freshman, once again. Now in traffic, moving in, falling to the floor. The ball is loose, and Maddox comes out of there with the basketball. Eddie Maddox with a steal. How that pass to Sydney Binder. Binder to the right wing with it. With in traffic is Kirkpatrick. She has it dribbled away. Maddox chases it down and goes to Binder once again in the corner. Binder guarded down there by the 5'3" Bridget Donover. That's quite a matchup. Top of the key, here's Swanson with a jump shot free throw line that doesn't go. Rebound to Haley Kirchhoff. Kirchhoff is a six-footer in there. Timeout taken, Syracuse with 3:05 to play in the first period. 7-3, Auburn is up by four. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
This is Sunny 101.3.
I'm Randy Gatula, tonight teaming up once again with Logan Carpenter to bring you high school basketball here on Sunny 101.3. Certainly our pleasure to be with you throughout the season. If you're enjoying the broadcast on your end listening as much as we do out here presenting them, we're all having a good time. Valentine's Day 2023. My lovely Valentine accompanied me to the ball game tonight. I promised her double the fun. We're going to cover two ball games. The earlier contest saw the Fall City Lady Tigers getting a win, 30-22 over Fairbury. In this one, Auburn up 7-3 here with 3:05 to go in the first quarter. We're live at Fall City High School, incidentally. Jaden Meyer gets the inbound pass for the Rockets off to Riley Saloff. Saloff clears a pass to the corner on the baseline left side to Caden Cisco. Man-to-man defense by Auburn, and they're really putting the pressure on the Rockets. And now falling to the floor and traveling with the ball is Riley Saloff. It'll be a turnover and give the ball back to Auburn. Lady Bulldogs basketball inbounding the pass. McKenna Turner in the lineup now. Turner has checked in for Auburn. Inbound pass to Sydney Binder. Binder looks to Turner on the left side, dribbles instead back to the top of the key. Flips it over to the right wing now. Goes to Baltonsparker. Up top, holding it is Maddox. Addie Maddox feeds inside Baltonsparker. She falls to the floor, kicks it out to Binder in the corner. Binder's in traffic, top of the key with it. Pass comes to Kirkpatrick. She couldn't get a look and clears it back to Binder. Now Maddox working against the 6'2" Smith. And I think Caitlin Smith is going to be called for the personal on Caitlin, her first personal, team foul number two. She is 6'2" and a senior. It's quite a pair when she's in there along with Haley Kirchhoff, who's 6'. Auburn's basketball, inbound the pass, toss it into Baltonsparker, top of the key. Kirkpatrick holds the ball, now finds Binder with it. Baseline right side, Maddox penetrates into traffic. Almost had it dribbled away. Ball is tipped out of bounds on the far side. Touched last by Jaden Meyer. It'll be Auburn's basketball. 2:03 to play here in the first quarter. 7-3, Auburn on top. Off the bench comes Addison Darnell, 5'5 freshman. In for the first time tonight. She comes in to replace Jamison Kirkpatrick. Darnell in the ballgame. Maddox on the dribble. She stands between the rings at the top of the free throw circle. Gives off to McKenna Turner. Turner, a 5'5 junior, handling the ball. Back it comes to Maddox once again. Maddox under the basket, kicks it out to Turner. Open look three for Turner. Off the back of the rim, won't go. Rebound comes down to the Rockets and a whistle and a foul. Getting the rebound was Caden Sisko. As she pulled down the ball, she was fouled. And I think the foul is going to go on Zoe Baltensberger. On Zoe, that's her second personal, team foul number three. Baltensberger will come out. Jamison Kirkpatrick checks in to replace her as she sets down with two personal fouls. Here come the Rockets now on the attack, down by four, 7-3 with a minute and a half to go here in the first quarter. Driving layup on the baseline right side, trying to put the shot up was Bridget Donover, the freshman. She got fouled on the baseline. Foul is going to be called on Addie Maddox, her first personal, team foul number four on the Lady Bulldogs. At the line will be Bridget Donover, a 5'3" freshman, has not scored yet tonight. This will be her first attempt. Shooting two from the free throw line. The first one is up and rims around and then falls off to the left side. Back into the contest is Haley Kirkhoff now. Kirkhoff replacing Caitlin Smith. Smith at 6'2", her replacement Kirkhoff at 6'. Second free throw for Donover, the freshman. It's off and won't go. And the rebound down to Maddox with the ball. Addie Maddox brings it into forecourt. Very mindful of the defender right behind her. Hands off to McKenna Turner. Works into the corner. Back up top it comes to Maddox. Maddox looks for Darnell in the paint. Ball is tipped away from Maddox. Everybody after it. Jump ball is called. Oh, Jaden Meyer got the worst end of that one trying to take the ball away from Maddox. She went flying to the floor. Back into the lineup comes Olivia Swanson now replacing Addie Maddox for the Lady Bulldogs. Swanson back onto the floor, and she will inbound the pass. Swanson tosses inbound to Kirkpatrick. Jamison Kirkpatrick, nice move behind the back dribble. A cross-court pass to the right side to McKenna Turner. 1 minute to play here in the first quarter. 1 minute to go. 7-3, Auburn up by four. Sydney Binder to the left wing. Into the corner, Turner holds the ball on the left side. She drives the baseline, reverse lay-in up and good. Nice move by McKenna Turner on the baseline for the reverse lay-in. That's two of those they've had tonight. A minute ago, Maddox did the same thing. Top of the circle, holding the ball is Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff to the left wing, goes inside to Sailoff. Sailoff has the ball tipped away and stolen. On the steal, Addison Darnell with the steal, gets it out to Binder. 24 seconds to play in the quarter. It's 9-3, Auburn up by six. Right wing, handling the ball is Darnell. Up top it comes. Kirkpatrick finds Turner. Now Binder gets the ball back with 10 seconds. Handling the ball is Binder. Watching the clock. Sydney Binder. 4 seconds. 3 seconds. Binder driving. Lay-in up. No. Try for tip-in. No. Buzzer. After one quarter, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs lead the Rockets of Syracuse 9-3. We'll step aside for a 1 minute timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Hi. It's Carolyn, Director of Surgery and Outpatient Clinics at Johnson County Hospital. Our community is a place where quality health care deserves to stay where it belongs, close to home. At Johnson County Hospital, we offer a wide range of specialty clinics, as well as both robotic and total joint surgeries. Give us a call at 402-335-6372 to schedule an appointment with one of our specialists. And thank you for choosing Johnson County Hospital, where we are continuously looking to improve access to quality care for our community and surrounding areas.
Student-athletes put in the time and planning needed to be successful in the classroom and on the court. Midland Genetics understands the importance of planning to achieve. Let Midland Genetics build a targeted seed plan for your farm, including seed placement, population rates, and in-season strategy. Midland Genetics grows seed production locally, ensuring the highest quality seeds and best product placement for Southeast Nebraska's soil type. Contact area specialist Todd Haring and learn how a game plan with Midland Genetics will help you win on the field. Call Todd Haring with Midland Genetics today.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Fall City High School after one quarter. The Auburn Lady Bulldogs leading the Syracuse Rockets here in the Class C1 Girls Subdistrict. 9-3, your score, Auburn on top. Rockets will have the basketball when play is resumed here in the second period. The inbound pass. They toss it into Jaden Meyer. She sets the offense. Bounce pass left side, Sailoff. Saloff feeds into the corner right wing, back to Meyer. Nothing there. Saloff top of the circle, goes to Caden Sisko with a pass. In the paint, driving lay-in off the glass, put up and off, no good by Braymeyer. And the rebound comes down to Sidney Binder. Binder will push it down court for the Lady Bulldogs. Binder, skip pass all the way across court into the corner to Olivia Swanson. Swanson feeds into Maddox. Maddox driving layup, couldn't get it. Rebound falls off, cleared away underneath by Riley Saloff. Saloff down court for the Rockets. Saloff on the right wing, handles the ball, backs it out into the corner. Now penetrates to the free throw line. Top of the key, long three up off the rim. That shot put up by Sisko. Ball gets away out of bounds. Touch last by Syracuse. I want to extend a big welcome to all of our listeners up in the Syracuse School District. Glad to have you tuned in tonight here on Sunny 101.3. Our Sunny 101.3 signal reaches into Odo County and up into that area very, very well. So we're glad to have you tuned in tonight for high school basketball, along with our regular Bulldog listeners all around Nemaha County. Here's a bounce pass to the corner that's stolen away by Caden Sisko for the Lady Rockets. They'll push it down in a hurry. Meyer beats to the left side. Spin move. Baseline shot up. Sisko. Whistle and the foul. We're going to have Caden Sisko at the line. She'll be shooting two shots for the Rockets. The foul is going to be on Addie Maddox. On Addie, her second personal. Zoe Baltensparker also has two. At the free throw line, the 5'10" junior, Caden Sisko. First free throw is up and off, no good. She's now 0-for-3 from the line tonight. She'll have another attempt here. Rockets as a team 0-for-5 from the free throw line here in the first half. Caden Sisko bends the knees, takes aim for the second free throw. That one went right down the middle for Sisko. Nothing but nylon on that one. So she has a point now, and she's 1-of-4 from the line. 6:45 to play first half. Into the game for Auburn comes Mackenzie Stanley now. Stanley checks in, replacing McKenna Turner. This is Sidney Binder on the dribble. Binder to the left wing, a cross-court pass to Kirkpatrick. To the right wing, Darnell handles it. Darnell goes down underneath to Olivia Swanson with the pass. Swanson gives to Binder, driving layup. Binder, blocking foul on the baseline. I believe Binder is going to go to the line and get to shoot two here. The foul is going to be called on Jaden Meyer. On Meyer, her first personal, team foul number three on the Rockets. At the free throw line, Sidney Binder. Binder has not scored yet tonight. Here she's shooting two shots from the charity stripe. First one is on the way up and good. Sidney Binder with her first point of the evening. She'll have a second shot coming. Makes it 10-4 now. The lead is 6 for Auburn. Kind of a low-scoring contest thus far. We have 6:26 to play here in the first half. Second free throw is up and good also for Sidney Binder. She has two, and that makes it 11-4. Here come the Rockets. Jaden Meyer. Bounce pass to the right wing over to Ashlyn Vestal, who's in the lineup now. I think just about everybody on the roster has been in the game now for Syracuse as Vestal checks in. Vestal off to Claire Norlinger. In the paint, spin move baseline, shot up, no. Try for follow shot, put back up and good. Battling under there was Caden Sisko. Sisko just hung with it and got it to fall. And the lead is back down to 5 now at 11-6. 5:49 to go first half. Here come the Lady Bulldogs with the basketball. Kirkpatrick feeds it underneath. There's a shot to the bucket, put up and off, no good. Everybody fights after the loose basketball, and Binder comes up with it. Binder into the corner. There's Olivia Swanson for three, off, no good, but the rebound brought down by the Bulldogs, now tied up on the floor. Jump ball is going to be called. Held ball, possession arrow stays with Auburn. Back into the lineup comes McKenna Turner now for the Lady Bulldogs. Turner checks in. Sidney Binder will take a breather. 5.5 minutes to go first half, 11-6. Auburn up by 5. Winner of this one gets Fall City Thursday night. Right back here. Inbound pass, long three. Kirkpatrick up and good. Jamison Kirkpatrick nailed the three from the left corner, and it's 14-6. The lead is 8 now for Auburn. Rockets basketball. Meyer, Jaden Meyer, pulls up for a long two that's off the rim, no. And the rebound down to Addison Darnell. Darnell, a 5'5 freshman, active little ball player out there. Goes to McKenna Turner with the pass. Turner gets it across the timeline, guarded by Braymeyer in the man-to-man defense. Feeds it to Swanson. Swanson up top of the circle, around the horn. McKenna Turner, baseline right wing. Turner in the paint. Open look, left side, Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick has the ball dribbled away and stolen. Nice steal there by Caden Sisko. Sisko gets the outlet pass out to Saloff. Right side with it is Braemeyer. Braemeyer holds the ball, now penetrates in the paint. Ball is loose on the floor. She's going to be tied up. Jump ball is called. Possession arrow stays with the Rockets. Back into the lineup for Syracuse, Riley Saloff. Saloff checks into the game. Somebody's got to leave. They've got six girls out there. They have six players on the floor. Okay, now leaving the lineup is going to be Jaden Meyer. A little bit of confusion. They lined up with six. Almost got away with it. Rockets basketball into the corner. They lob it into Braemeyer. Braemeyer puts it in the paint. Moving to the hoop. Nice shot off the glass, up and good by Caden Sisko. Sisko now with 5 points in the game for the Rockets, and it's back to a six-point ball game. There's a long three off the left side. No, Kirkpatrick. Rebound comes down to the Rockets. Coming out of the traffic with the ball is Bridget Donover, the little freshman point guard at 5'3". That had to be on a good day for her to stand 5'3". She's not very tall, folks. Smith on the baseline, wanting the lob pass, couldn't get it to her. Instead, they go back to Sisko at the top of the key. Now we're going to have a push foul away from the ball here. And that's going to be called on the Bulldogs. The foul is going to be on Auburn's Mackenzie Stanley. Stanley called for her first personal, team foul number six, not yet into the 1-1. Rockets basketball, they'll play it in under their own basket, just to the left side of the backboard on the baseline. Lob pass comes in, fall away jump shot on the baseline, up and off, no good. Try for follow shot, put back up and good by Caden Sisko. Sisko missed the first one, got her own rebound and got the put back. Here comes Kirkpatrick in the paint. Kirkpatrick has the ball knocked away from her by Smith. It goes out of bounds off of Smith, and it'll stay with Auburn. Now Haley Kirkhoff, 6 foot junior, back into the ball game, and Smith sets down. Caitlin Smith out. Haley Kirkhoff in for Syracuse. Back off the bench for Auburn comes Olivia Swanson. She will replace Addison Darnell. 3:40 to go here in the first half. It's 14-10. Auburn up by four. Lady Bulldogs have the basketball. The inbound pass to Sydney Binder. Binder feeds to Kirkpatrick. To Swanson, right wing. Into the corner, baseline left side, Binder. Back up to the top of the circle, Stanley handles the ball. In the paint, driving, McKenna Turner has it stripped away. Safe from going out of bounds. Coming up with it is Swanson. Binder for three. No, hit the back of the iron. The rebound, Jaden Meyer. 14-10 with 3:10 to go in the first half. A four-point Auburn lead. Rockets with the basketball in the corner. Sisko. Bounce pass to Saloff. Back inside Sisko. Turning, move to the basket. Shot is up and good by Sisko, and she is fouled. Foul is going to be called on Auburn's Mackenzie Stanley, her second, team foul number seven. At the free throw line for the and one, Caden Sisko. She has 9 points. She's 1 of 4 from the free throw line. This shot is up and off, doesn't go. And with the rebound for the Bulldogs is Mackenzie Stanley. Here's a pass wide of the mark. Coach Cole not happy with that one. They threw the ball away here, an unforced turnover. Timeout taken Auburn. 2:52 to play first half, 14-12. Auburn up by two. We'll take a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again to Fall City High School. Welcome to our Auburn listeners, our Syracuse fans, and all of those of you all around Southeast Nebraska, Northwest Missouri, listening to the Sunny 101.3 signal tonight. My name is Randy Gatula, describing the play-by-play. Logan Carpenter is our board operator, producer-engineer, back at the Sunny Studios. 2 minutes, 52 seconds to play here in the second quarter, first half. The Auburn Bulldogs up by two, 14-12. Rockets have the basketball, a chance to tie or take the lead on this possession. Inbounding the pass, Sailoff. Sailoff tosses into Meyer. I believe Syracuse has used 12 players already in the ballgame. Everybody is in the ballgame. In the paint, moving to the hoop, Sisko driving layup. Didn't get that one. Follow shot, try for a putback. She will be fouled and fall to the floor. We'll see who they put this one on for Auburn here. The foul is going to be called on, I think, Kirkpatrick, her first. At the free throw line, Caden Sisko. Free throw is up and good. Caden has now hit 2 out of 6 from the free throw line. She's in double figures and has 10 of Syracuse's 13 points. At the free throw line, Sisko, ready for her second attempt here. Looks to the hoop. The shot is on the way. It's off the back of the iron. And there with the rebound for the Lady Bulldogs is Olivia Swanson. Swanson gives it out to Sydney Binder. Binder feeds into the corner left side. Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick in the paint. Back up to the top of the key again. It comes around to Swanson. They go to Kirkpatrick with it. Now Binder on the right wing. Sydney Binder, lob pass underneath. Ball is loose. And traveling is going to be called on the baseline. Turning it over, Zoe Baltensberger. Zoe couldn't get her foot down over there. They call her for traveling. And the Rockets now down by one, 14-13. Down court with the basketball. Jaden Meyer goes with a pass to the left wing. Back to the top of the key. Here's Smith from the free throw line with a jump shot that doesn't fall. And the rebound pulled down nicely on the baseline there by Kirkpatrick. She took that away from two defenders. Sydney Binder with the basketball. Binder top of the circle to the right wing around the corner to Baltensberger. Underneath, shot is up. Baltensberger couldn't get it, but Zoe's going to be fouled. And we'll have Zoe Baltensberger at the line. Baltensberger will be shooting two shots here. The foul is going to be called on Caitlin Smith, her second personal, team foul number 4. 5'8 junior, Zoe Baltensberger. She's 1 out of 2 from the line tonight so far. This free throw was up and good. She's now 2 out of 3, and that puts Auburn back up by 2 once again at 15-13 with a minute 41 to play here in the second quarter. Baltensberger ready for her second free throw. This one is off and doesn't go. And with the rebound for the Rockets is Caden Sisko. Sisko's had herself quite a first half here. She's got 10 points already and a number of rebounds. Now Smith with the ball in the corner. Tried to put a bounce pass across the lane. Wanted to get it over to Braemeyer, but it was tipped out of bounds by the Bulldogs. Sitting out will be Turner. Back into the ballgame for Auburn is Addison Darnell, the freshman. Darnell back onto the floor. Rockets basketball. Into the corner. The pass comes to Sisko. She's had the hot hand. Sisko can't get a look. Now Smith in the paint. Her shot is short off the rim. Follow shot put back. Sisko won't go. Rebound Bulldogs, and now a tie-up on the baseline. Coming down with the rebound was Darnell, but I think we're going to have a foul on the Rockets. Foul's going to go on Caitlin Smith, the 6'2 senior. She has 3 personals now. Smith just picked up her 3rd personal foul. Bulldogs basketball. Sydney Binder with the ball to the left wing. Ball tipped away from her. Knocked out of bounds off the fingertips over here of Jaden Meyer. It'll stay with Auburn. Olivia Swanson will inbound it in forecourt on the side. Swanson waiting for somebody to break open. Gets it to Binder in backcourt. 1:05 to go in the first half. 15-13. Auburn clinging to a 2-point lead here. Lady Bulldogs basketball. A cross-court pass to Binder. Sydney Binder behind the back dribble. Up top to Swanson. A cross-court pass. Baltensberger. Baltensberger feeds to the right side. Kirkpatrick. Ball stolen away. Breakaway layup at the other end. Off the glass. Up and good. Put in by Caden Sisko. She's had herself a half. We're tied at 15 all. Now Auburn with a chance to play for one and try and take a lead to the locker room. 35 seconds to play. Auburn with the basketball. Here in the first half. Tied at 15 apiece. Top of the key with the ball. Stands Baltensberger. Baltensberger has to clear it back up top to Swanson. 20 seconds to go. Back to Baltensberger in the paint. She moved to the hoop. Got tied up. Swanson for 3. Got it. Olivia Swanson nailed the three from the top of the circle. 18-15, Auburn up by three, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Cisco with the ball here at the top of the key, a long three that won't go. There's a buzzer. And at the half, the Auburn Bulldogs are leading the Syracuse Rockets 18-15. Auburn up by three. We'll step aside, take a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. We're back in 2 minutes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
What's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice, education, business administration.
And pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
As a farmer, you know you can never have too many tools. And when it comes to risk management, there's one vitally important tool, crop insurance. Your rain and hail independent agent can help you use crop insurance as a risk management tool to protect your business. To learn about the insurance tools available, call your local SBS insurance agent. You'll get crop insurance service from an agent that will help you protect what matters most. This agency is an equal opportunity provider and employer.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Fall City High School. It's halftime. We've got a battle on our hands here. Time now for the Highland Community College halftime scoring recap. Highland Community College, they're close to home but far from debt. You can learn more at highlandcc.edu. Well, the Auburn Bulldogs were up by six after one quarter, 9-3, but Syracuse came battling back on the shoulders of Caden Cisco. Caden had a big first half. She's got 12 points in the ballgame to lead the way for Syracuse, scoring 12 of their 15, the other 3 points by Jaden Meyer. Rockets struggling a little bit at the free throw line. They hit just 2 of 9 from the charity stripe in that first half. For the Auburn Bulldogs, the scoring pretty evenly distributed here. Olivia Swanson has 5 4 points for Addie Maddox. Jameson Kirkpatrick with 3. Sydney Binder, McKenna Turner, and Zoe Baltensperger each with 2 points for their total of 18. From the free throw line, the Auburn Lady Bulldogs have gone 4 out of 6 in the first half of the ball game. Other scores from Fall City tonight in the game played here earlier tonight, C1 Subdistrict. The Fall City Lady Tigers defeated the Fairbury Jeffs 30-22. And in the D2 Subdistrict over at the Rowe Activity Center, the Sacred Heart Irish got the win tonight over Diller Odell 53-44. The Irish will advance to Thursday night's Subdistrict Final against either Lewiston or Parkview Christian. That game going on right now over at the Rowe Activity Center. We may be able to get a scoring update for you on that a little bit later. Right now, we're going to step aside, take a two-minute timeout, then we're going to update you with the all-important weather forecast. It sounds like a dandy coming Thursday here, and then we'll be back with 2 more minutes of information and third-quarter action. That's what's on tap for you right here on Sunny 101.3.
Are you experiencing pain or discomfort in your knees, hips, or shoulders? Maybe now is the right time to call Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest. Conveniently located at Community Medical Center in Fall City, Dr. Streit's care is unmatched in the region with orthopedic and sports medicine services. Call 402-245-6510 and visit with his professional staff to set up a consultation. The road to recovery is with Dr. Adam Streit at Ortho Midwest at Community Medical Center in Falls City.
Welcome to US Cellular, where new and current customers choose any phone they want for free.
Free? Even the one with 5G and lots of storage?
Free.
And the one with the latest everything?
Free.
At US Cellular, any phone you see is free, whether you're a new or current customer. US Cellular, America's locally grown wireless. Terms apply. See uscellular.com for details.
For US Cellular, go to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Haldeman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Haldeman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Haldeman's has them. See Ben or Janice Haldeman at Haldeman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Falls City. Haldeman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Haldeman's Ford entire inventory online at HaldemanFord.com.
This month, we encourage you to keep your heart healthy by not only eating a healthy diet and staying active, but by also building your relationships with your friends and family. Give the person you're speaking to your full attention. Put down your phone or stop what you're working on and make eye contact. Focus on what that loved one is telling you. When you have positive, engaging conversations, you're taking steps to having a healthier lifestyle. This heart health tip is brought to you by Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. A winter storm watch begins at noon tomorrow and continues until noon Thursday. Cloudy skies expected tonight with a low of 31. West winds 20 to 30 miles an hour. Cloudy again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 36. Snow likely tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 15. Overcast skies. 4 to 8 inches of snow tomorrow night through Thursday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
Poppy Realty and Farm Management is located in the old Falls City Journal building at 1810 Harlan Street. Brian Poppy, serving southeast Nebraska and northeast Kansas, is looking to expand your farmland. Or if you need to expand your ranch, call Brian Poppy. Poppy Realty also has homes for sale and does auctions. Call Brian Poppy today and let him help you get in the home or get the farmland you want. Poppy Realty in Falls City. Call 402-245-5808.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
When you need good legal representation, trust Weaver and Mers in Falls City. Weaver and Mers will handle wills, trusts, estate law, real estate, business law, corporate law, LLCs, litigation, personal injury, workers' compensation, tax planning and preparation, and agricultural law. Call Weaver and Mers for a free initial consultation at 402-245-3015. That's Weaver and Mers at 402-245-3015. And online at WeaverandMersLaw.com. Weaver and Mers, 1719 Stone Street in Falls City.
Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you. Family owned with the best brands in the business. We've got wall-to-wall selection, yes we do. Your country pot and superstore, we've got what you're looking for. For your farm, for your home, or your family, yes it's true. Farm and City Supply, we take good care of you.
Farm and City Supply, North 73 Highway in Falls City.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
And we welcome you back to Falls City High School. It's halftime. The Auburn Bulldogs leading the Syracuse Rockets here in the girls C1 sub-district. Our halftime score, Auburn 18, Syracuse 15. We were all tied at 15, and then Olivia Swanson hit a three-pointer just before the end of the first half to give Auburn that three-point cushion here at the halftime break. I want to remind you we've got boys sub-district action coming up next week. Beginning on Tuesday night, it'll be Games played on Tuesday and Thursday. We can't tell you yet which team we're going to follow. We have to see how some of the games turn out on Monday, but we can tell you this. We'll have boys sub-district action Tuesday night, both here on Sunny 101.3 and on our sister station, KTNC. Just watch our Facebook pages, the Sunny 101.3 Facebook page. Mine, Randy Gatula, or John Nixon will be putting all that broadcast information for you, putting it up just as soon as it's determined to let you know what our broadcast plans are for next week's boys' sub-districts. All right, we've got a dandy going here, 18-15. Auburn up by three as we get set to move into the third quarter. On the line, a date with the Fall City Tigers at 6 o'clock this coming Thursday evening for the sub-district final. Auburn will have the first possession of the basketball to start the third quarter. Bulldogs starting the same five starters as is Syracuse that they began the game. The inbound pass comes into Sydney Binder. Binder, they feed it inside. In the paint, turnaround shot off the glass. Put up and off, no good by Baltonsberger. And the rebound down to the Rockets. Jaden Meyer on the dribble to the right wing. Up top with it to Caitlin Smith. Caitlin Smith. She can't get a look. Feeds it back to the left wing to Braemeyer. Braemeyer across court far side. Sailoff with the basketball. Sailoff jump shot up and good for two from the free throw line. Sailoff hits the first 2 points of the first second half, and it's a one-point ball game, 18-17, Auburn by one. There come the Lady Bulldogs. Zoe Baltonsberger right side. Olivia Swanson, feed it inside. Addie Maddox has the ball stripped away out of bounds. Maddox touched it last. It'll be another turnover and give the ball back to the Rockets. So now Syracuse, after scoring on their first trip down to pull within one, has a chance to take the lead here with a field goal. Rockets basketball. Braemeyer dribbles around Binder, gives it to the top of the key, flips it up top here to Cisco. Cisco had the hot hand. Here's a long three right side off, no good. The ball's going to go out of bounds, touch last by Braemeyer. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Caden Cisco scored 12 of Syracuse's 15 points in that first half on five field goals and two out of seven from the free throw line. So she ended up with 12. Here's Auburn with the basketball on the dribble. Kirkpatrick hands to Binder. Binder, top of the key. Baltonsberger, lob pass into traffic. Addie Maddox feeds the corner. Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick in traffic. Again, in traffic, right wing now handling it is Baltonsberger. She can't get to the basket. Back up top, it comes to Kirkpatrick. Left wing, the ball tipped out of bounds. Touch last down in the corner by Olivia Swanson. They're going to say the Rockets get the ball back. Syracuse with yet another chance to try and retake the lead here, trailing 18-17. Here come the Rockets. In the corner is Jaden Meyer. Almost lost her dribble. Flips it out to Cisco. They got to keep an eye on Cisco. She had the big hand there, as we said, in the first half. Now Sailoff with it. Here's a pass that's tipped inside the paint, but they say it went off the foot of Zoe Baltonsberger. They'll call that a kick basketball. It'll stay with the Rockets. Riley Sailoff inbounds it under the basket, under her own bucket on the baseline. Lobs it up top, gets it up to Meyer. Meyer left wing at the free throw line, jump shot. Meyer is up and good. Jaden Meyer gives Syracuse the lead. 19-18 now. The Rockets go up with 5:50 to go here in the third quarter. 19-18, Syracuse by one. Bulldogs need a basket this trip. Binder puts it to Maddox. Maddox tried to kick it out into the corner. Another turnover by the Lady Bulldogs with the steal. Fast break under the basket. No shot. Left wing. Three on the way. Up and good. Riley Sailoff hits the three, and the Rockets open up a four-point lead, 22-18. Bulldogs desperately need a basket this trip down the court. Right side dribble is Kirkpatrick. She feeds it inside. Moving to the basket. Shot is up. Baltonsberger can't get it. Rebound Rockets. Syracuse on a roll here in this third quarter. They've taken a four-point lead after trailing 18-15. They rolled off a 7-0 run. Make that I started to say a 9-0 run, but there's a follow shot. Now it's there by Cisco. Timeout taken. Auburn, 4:51 to go, third quarter, 24-18. Rockets on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hey everyone, this is Andy Armbruster at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska. Are you in the market for a new or quality pre-owned vehicle? Look us up online at armbrustermotors.com. You'll find a great selection of new and quality one-owner vehicles. For 70 years, we've been servicing Southeast Nebraska, Northeast Kansas, and Northwest Missouri. So be sure to look us up. Your next vehicle is waiting at Armbruster Motor Company in Falls City, Nebraska.
Armbruster Motors, a tradition of commitment. Armbrusters go the extra mile.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Auburn led at halftime 18-15. Syracuse has come out on a 9-0 run in the first 3 minutes of this third period. And with 4:51 to go in the third quarter, the Rockets are now up 24-18, a six-point lead. Coach Grant Cole took timeout to settle the girls down a little. Here comes Binder with the basketball into forecourt. Sydney Binder, she lost her dribble, has to beat it into Kirkpatrick. Driving lay-in up, it won't go, and the rebound of the Rockets. Sailoff in, come down with a rebound. Outlet pass to Jaden Meyer. Meyer goes to the right corner with it. Down into Cisco. Cisco with 14 points now in the ballgame for the Rockets. Top of the circle, Kirkhoff handles the ball. Off to Donover. Donover, the freshman, driving layup up and off, no good. And there with a rebound for Auburn is Baltensberger. Baltensberger gets it out to Sydney Binder. Binder, bounce pass right wing. Comes over with it to Kirkpatrick. Jamison Kirkpatrick feeds inside, trying to go up with a shot. Traveling is going to be called on Zoe Baltensberger. Bulldogs have had their share of mishaps here in the opening couple of minutes of this third quarter. Numerous turnovers, and it's cost them. Their three-point lead has turned into a six-point deficit here at the midway point of the third quarter with 4 minutes to go, third period. Rockets wanting more here with a six-point lead now. Syracuse. Braemeyer feeds it underneath. Shot is up and good by Caitlin Smith, the 6'2 senior. Her first 2 points of the ballgame, and it's now an 11-0 run. Here's a long three that's up and off, no good. Rebound comes down to Auburn. Darnell to the corner. A three from the right side. It's off and won't go. That one put up from the corner on the right by Kirkpatrick. Here come the Rockets again, up by eight now. An 11-0 run here to start this period. Auburn not able to score yet at all in the third period, and we've played 5 minutes of the third quarter. Smith in the paint to the left elbow, an open three from the left side, up and good. Bridget Donner, the freshman, with her first points of the ball game. It is now a 14-0 run. There's a shot on the baseline that doesn't go, and Smith gets the rebound. That shot was put up under the basket by Baltensberger. Smith reached up and pulled down the defensive board. The roof has caved in on the Lady Bulldogs here. The Syracuse Rockets coming from behind to take now an 11-point lead. And here's a travel going to be called on the left wing. Auburn needed something good to happen for him. Braemeyer called for traveling. Again, it was 18-15 Auburn at halftime, and now the score has gone 29-18, 14-0 run for the Syracuse Rockets, and we have 2.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Auburn has not scored in this stanza. Here's Binder trying to get to the basket. She will be fouled on the floor. The foul is going to be called on Syracuse's Eva Braemeyer, Eva's first personal, team foul number one of the half on the Rockets. All right, Auburn's basketball. Binder to lob it in. Binder up top, gets the ball up to Baltensberger. Ball stolen away on the baseline with a steal is Kirkhoff. Kirkhoff down court with the ball to Sailoff. Sailoff right wing, top of the key. Cisco with the ball. She's got 14 points. Driving layup left side doesn't go. Blocked out of bounds. Touch last by Syracuse. It'll be Auburn's basketball. Syracuse fans not going to be happy about that. Bulldogs basketball. Inbounding it, Addison Darnell. Darnell gets it into Sydney Binder. Here comes Binder down court with the ball to the left wing. Binder tries to work to the left baseline. Top of the key. Comes up with a pass to Baltensberger. Lady Bulldogs need a basket desperately. They're on the bad end of a 14-0 run here now. Less than 2 minutes to go in this third quarter. The Lady Bulldogs have not scored in this stanza. A 140, clock running. Binder with the ball at the free throw line. Top of the key. Maddox, offensive foul is going to be called on Auburn. Foul is going to be on Baldensbarger, her third personal team foul, number one of the half on the Bulldogs. Coach Grant Cole visiting with the official about that call. Into forecourt come the Rockets, up by 11 in the paint. Top of the key, that's Sisko. Watch her. She's had the hot hand. Right side, Sisko moves to the basket. Shot is up. No. Follow shot. Put back up. Got it. And she's fouled. Caden Sisko just keeps pouring them in. Foul is going to be called on Olivia Swanson, her first personal team foul, number two. Caden Sisko now with 16 points, and she's at the line looking for number 17 right here. Caden Sisko, free throw on the way up. It's short off the front of the rim. Rebound, follow shot, put back up. It won't go, and the rebound comes down to the Bulldogs. Addison Darnell with the dribble. To Maddox at the top of the key. To Binder in the paint. Binder driving layup. Got it! Finally, they break that run. And that was a 16-0 run there before Binder finally got a field goal with 52 seconds to go here in the third quarter. That's the first 2 points of the period for the Lady Bulldogs. Rockets may just want to play for one here. 43 seconds. Up by 11. There's a move by Sisko to the basket. She gets knocked to the floor. No whistle. Binder with the rebound. Here comes Sydney Binder. She has the ball dribbled away from her. And a reach-in foul is going to be called on Syracuse. Foul is going to be on the Rockets' Bridget Donover. That's her first personal. Team foul number two of the half on the Rockets. Auburn's basketball. Sydney Binder to inbound it. Binder to toss it into the corner. Sydney Binder. Lobs it all the way up top. Addie Maddox. Maddox at the top of the free throw circle. Left-handed dribble. Stands between the rings. 25 seconds to play in the quarter. Lady Bulldogs down by 11 now. 31-20. This third period was all Rockets. Here's a long two. Binder doesn't go from the corner. Ball chased out of bounds. Tipped by Syracuse. It'll stay with Auburn. 12 seconds to play in the third quarter. 31-20. It's been a 16-2 run. It was 16-0 here in this third quarter when Binder got the lay-in. All right, Swanson will inbound it in the corner. Into Binder up top. There's a three from the left wing that's up and good for the Bulldogs. They needed that one. Addie Maddox hits a three from the left side. Back to an 8-point ball game. Shot at the buzzer doesn't go. So after three quarters, Syracuse Rockets lead the Lady Bulldogs by 8, 31-23. We'll step aside for a one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Peru State Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at Falls City High School. Well, Coach Grant Cole has his Lady Bulldogs in a huddle over here, has the clipboard out, drawing some things up for him. The Rockets really put it on Auburn in that third quarter, outscoring the Bulldogs 16-5 after going on a 16-0 run. They trailed by three, Syracuse did, at halftime, 18-15, and now they have an 8-point advantage. And were it not for that Addie Maddox three there just before the buzzer, Bulldogs would have been in even a deeper hole than they are. Rockets will try to hold on to move up to Baseball City in the sub-district final Thursday night. Auburn wants to battle back into this one. We've got 8 minutes to play. Let's see what happens. Rockets will have the basketball. The inbound pass comes into Bridget Donover. Donover picks up her dribble and hands the ball to Riley Sailoff. Sailoff now guarded by Binder. Sailoff dribbles away from Binder, goes inside the paint to the free throw line. To the left wing, Donover travels with it. It'll be a turnover to give the ball back to the Bulldogs. Donover will come out of the lineup. She'll be replaced by Jaden Meyer. Bulldog coaching staff up off the bench shouting instructions here. Auburn down by 8. 7:39 to go in the ballgame. Sydney Binder, top of the key. Inside traffic, moving to the hoop. Shot is up and good by Zoe Baltonsparger. Her first field goal of the night. And suddenly it's back to a 6-point ball game. Here come the Lady Bulldogs. Let's see if the Rockets can answer this trip. Caitlin Smith holds the ball at the top of the circle. Tipped out of bounds. Olivia Swanson knocked the ball away. She touched it last. Tried to take it away from Eva Braemeyer. Braemeyer will play it inbounds in forecourt on the side for the Rockets. Braemeyer, bounce pass to Smith in the corner. Her pass deflected away, stolen by Binder. Binder with the basketball, down court. Defensively, Braemeyer covers her. Here's a three on the way right side that won't go. Saved by Kirchhoff out of bounds. No, it's going to... Let's see, they're going to say the ball belongs to Syracuse. Down court come the Rockets on the dribble. Meyer with the ball. Left wing, hands off to Sailoff. Ball stolen away. Addie Maddox with the steal. Addie's going to slow things down here and give the ball off to Swanson. Back to the top of the key to Binder. 6:45 to go in the ballgame, a 6-point contest. Driving lay-in up and good. Addie Maddox with the driving lay-in. It's a 4-point ball game. Timeout taken. Syracuse now with 6:37 to go in the game. 31-27. Rockets up by 4. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Purdue State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Fast global solutions. Global presence with small town spirit.
Join the FAST team and build products that keep the world moving. Ground support equipment for major airlines. Conveying equipment that helps move packages from store to your door. Full benefits packages plus FAST contributes an extra 20% of your annual pay to your ESOP retirement account. Learn more at workatfast.com.
Sunny 101.3.
After a disastrous third quarter for the Auburn Lady Bulldogs, in which they were outscored 16-5, they had a 3-point advantage at halftime, trailed by 8 after three quarters. They've now come back and gone on a 4-0 run to start this fourth quarter to make it close once again at 31-27. Lots of time left here, 6 minutes, 37 seconds to play. This is anybody's ballgame. Rockets will have the basketball. The winner of this one faces Fall City Thursday night right back here at 6 o'clock in the sub-district final. Rockets with the basketball against full court pressure under the Auburn basket. They get the ball inbounded to Sailoff. Sailoff brings it up court. Guarded there by Kirkpatrick. Jamison Kirkpatrick chases Sailoff all the way to the corner on the left side of the basket. Sailoff comes up to Smith at the top of the key. Here's a three on the way right wing that's off and doesn't go. The rebound brought down by the Rockets, but a reach-in foul is going to be called on Auburn. Bulldogs called for the personal foul. Let's see who this is on. Foul's going to be on Sydney Binder. That's her second personal. Only team foul number 3 on the Bulldogs. 31-27. Rockets up by 4 with 6:19 to go in the ballgame. Oh, there's an inbound pass that hit the back of the backboard and then came back out of bounds, apparently touched by Auburn. It's going to stay with the Rockets. They'll inbound it on the baseline. Sailoff to toss it in. Must have been tipped there. Sailoff lobs it up top, gets it up to Braemeyer. Back to Sailoff right wing. Smith sets a pick for her. A little pick and roll there. Now up top to Sisko. Sisko feeds left side. Sisko baseline, got the bounce pass under the basket. Shot is up and good. What a game by Caden Sisko. Sisko now with 18 points in the contest. The lead is back to 6 for the Rockets. Top of the key, Addie Maddox trying to get a look. Wanted to go over to Binder. Ball is tipped. Binder touched it last. Going to be Syracuse's ball. Turnover there against the Lady Bulldogs. Back into the game for Syracuse. Now comes Bridget Donover. She's in to replace Riley Sailoff. 5 minutes, 50 seconds to play here at Fall City High School. 33-27. Syracuse leading Auburn with the ball for the Rockets. Bridget Donover. Here's a long three. Top of the key. No. Rebound. Pulling it down is Kirkpatrick. Kirkpatrick now at the top of the key. Gives it up to Addie Maddox. Maddox looks to Binder on the left wing. Binder has to come and help her. Addie, she was in trouble. Got rid of it just in time, Maddox. On the five count there, gives it to Binder. Binder back up to Maddox, top of the circle. They want to get it under the bucket. They're looking hard at Baltensberger. She's working hard. Can't get it into her. Now Swanson handles the ball. Inside to Baltensberger. Ball tipped away and stolen by the Rockets. Coming up with a loose basketball, Braemeyer. Braemeyer across the timeline. 5 minutes to go in the ball game. Rockets up by six. 33-27. Jump shot. Right side. Up and good. Put in by Claire Norlinger. Norlinger in the ball game for her first 2 points. Check that. That wasn't Norlinger. That was Jaden Meyer. Meyer got that one from the corner. There's a long three up and good for the Bulldogs. Hitting the three is Addie Maddox. Maddox nails the three. And it's 35-30. The lead is five. 4.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. In the corner right side, Donover feeds it inside. Smith, fall away shot up and off, no good. Rebound, follow shot, put back, won't go. Cisco out of bounds. It's touched last by Cisco. Auburn will have the basketball. Caden Cisco had an opportunity under there and couldn't get it to fall. That was Jaden Meyer that made the two on the last trip down. Clock is down to 4:14 to go. A 5-point ball game. Syracuse up by five. Auburn with the basketball. Here's Sydney Binder working one-on-one against Donover. Oh, she puts a pass over to the left side to Olivia Swanson, and Swanson stepped out of bounds as she caught it. Unfortunate mistake there. One of the things they could least afford to do, down by five. 4 minutes to go now in the ballgame. Rockets with a 5-point lead and 4 minutes to play. Syracuse right wing, Jaden Meyer. There's a three on the way, left elbow. Good! Rayleigh Saloff hits her second three of the ballgame. She's got 8 points, and the lead is back to eight now for the Rockets. Here's Sydney Binder with the dribble. Binder all the way to the baseline. Took it to the hoop. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Kirkhoff. On Kirkhoff, her first personal. We're going to put Sydney Binder at the free throw line where she'll be shooting two shots. Binder has 4 points in the ballgame. She is 2 for 2 from the free throw line so far tonight. Auburn down by eight with 3:41 to play here. The first free throw is up and will not drop for Sydney Binder. She'll get another attempt. Into the game now for Auburn. Addison Darnell checks in, replacing Jamison Kirkpatrick. Binder, second free throw is up. This one is good. Sydney Binder now 3 out of 4 from the free throw line. She has 5 points. 38-31. The lead is 7 for the Rockets with 3.5 minutes to play in the ballgame. Rockets all the way down. They put it to the right side for a lay-in. A follow shot up and good by Caden Cisco. This is one Caden won't soon forget. She has 18 of Syracuse's 40 points. Big night tonight for the junior, Caden Cisco. Here come the Bulldogs down court. A little bit of a desperation lay-in. Basket's good. And a whistle and a foul. Getting the basket, let's see who the foul's on first. The foul's going to be called on Jaden Meyer, her second personal. Getting the basket was Addie Maddox for the driving lay-in. She's got 14 points now for the Bulldogs, and she'll be at the line for the and one. Chance to get Auburn back within six with 3:14 to play. Maddox free throw is up. It's good. Back to a 6-point ball game. Rockets trying to hold on here. Timeout taking Auburn. 3:14 to play in the game. 40-34. Rockets up by six. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
Get off the roller coaster and lock in your rate today. The Auburn State Bank is currently offering a 19-month CD at 3.75% annual percentage yield. Stop in the Auburn State Bank to get started today. A $10,000 minimum deposit is required to open this 19-month CD at 3.75 APY and is only available at the Auburn State Bank, 1212 J Street in Auburn, Nebraska. Learn more at theauburnstatebank.com. Auburn State Bank member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula back with you here at McIntyre Henderson Fieldhouse, Fall City High School. 3 minutes, 14 seconds to play in the fourth period. of the C1 Subdistrict Girls game. The Syracuse Rockets leading the Auburn Bulldogs 40-34, a 6-point Rocket lead. Auburn led 9-3 after one quarter. Auburn led at halftime 18-15. Then they had a disastrous third quarter and trailed 31-23 after three periods. Bulldogs battled back to within four, but now they're down by six. And the Rockets will have the basketball against full court pressure from Auburn. They'll play it in under the Auburn basket. The inbound pass stolen away immediately and tipped out of bounds by Binder. Sidney Binder knocked it away, but it belongs to the Rockets. Riley Sailoff will inbound it, this time in the corner. Gets it into Smith. Back to Sailoff, and Sailoff will bring it up court. Sailoff guarded closely by Darnell. Darnell with Sailoff. On the right side, the wing pass goes to Braemar. Braemar holds it a moment. Now back up to the top of the key. They give it to Sisko. All the Auburn fans get nervous every time Sisko touches the basketball. She's had a huge night offensively. Smith with a shot from the right wing that doesn't go. And the rebound comes down quickly to Addie Maddox. Maddox wants to bring it the distance. Goes underneath with it. There's a shot up and, oh, wouldn't go for Baltensberger. She had a pretty good look under there and couldn't get it to fall. Down to 2.5 minutes to play in the ball game. Rockets trying to hang on here. Up by six, 40-34. Right side, Caitlin Smith holds the ball. Up top, Jaden Meyer. How long can Auburn set back here? They're in a man-to-man defense. They're going to have to come out and chase them pretty quick. Here's a steal. On the steal, breakaway. Darnell driving lay-in up and good. Addison Darnell, the freshman, with a huge steal and layup. Back to a four-point ball game. 2:05 to go in the contest. Rockets with the basketball. Meyer into forecourt. Into the corner, Sisko. Sisko up top, Smith. To the near side, finds Sailoff with it. Looking for Sisko on the cutter through the paint. Timeout's going to be taken by Syracuse with a minute 52 to go in the ballgame. 40-36. Rockets lead the Bulldogs by four. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Beck & Call wants to make sure you stay safe and warm this winter. Beck & Call of Falls City has 14 years of HVAC experience, servicing all brands. As your local Daikin dealer, Daikin is an industry leader towards a future of heating and cooling for quiet, efficient, safe, and easily controlled and affordable systems. Instant rebates and financing is available. Contact Adam with Beck & Call LLC in Falls City at 402-883-7700 or find Beck & Call on Facebook for efficient and reliable HVAC sales and service. Beck & Call, your local Daikin HVAC dealer.
This is Sunny 101.3.
All right, let's set the stage for you here. The clock shows 1 minute and 52 seconds to play in the basketball game. Our score, Syracuse 40, Auburn 36. We're playing in the girls C1 sub-district here at Falls City High School. It was 31-23 after three quarters. Syracuse had an 8-point lead. Now the lead is down to four. The Rockets will have the basketball when play is resumed. Riley Sailoff will inbound it. She'll stand on the side in forecourt. Sailoff to inbound the pass. Gets it in to Jaden Meyer. Meyer, they're chasing after her. Darnell trying to pick her pocket and get the steal. Goes to the right side. Back to Smith at the top of the key. Binder now chasing after Braemar. Braemar feeds it up to Sailoff. Syracuse content to take some air out of the ball here. Sailoff almost lost it, got the ball back. They've got her trapped out near midcourt. Sailoff gets rid of the ball at the last minute, and now finally a whistle and a foul is going to be called on Sidney Binder. On Binder, that is her second personal. That's only team foul number four. So if the Bulldogs are going to try and put them to the line, they're going to have to foul and foul quickly. Syracuse with the basketball to inbound it. Sailoff on the near side in forecourt. Gets it to Sisko. Look out for Sisko. She's had a big night offensively. Sisko feeds it back up to Sailoff. I think Sisko was told don't shoot the ball. They're just going to run the weave at the top of the key. They're going to make Auburn come out and foul them. Now we got a timeout taking Syracuse to preserve a tie-up here, to preserve the possession. Down to a minute 11 to go. Still a four-point ball game, 40-36. Back in 30 on Sunny 101.3.
Julie Sadoff, physical therapist from Johnson County Hospital. We have a wide array of professionals for your physical, occupational, and speech therapy needs. Our professionals have a full-circle approach, being able to assist within the hospital, the home, and outpatient clinic. Certified in lymphedema, pelvic floor, surgical and non-surgical orthopedic conditions, Parkinson's disease, dry needling, and cognitive assessments, call us, Johnson County Hospital Therapy Department, at 402-335-6400, where you'll be in the hands of the best.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
71 seconds left to play in this one. 40-36. Syracuse up by 4. Rockets with the basketball. Riley Sailoff will trigger it in on the side right in front of the scorer's table near midcourt. Sailoff. High lob pass to Smith all the way across the court. Smith moves to the basket. Shot is up and good. Nice move to the bucket by the big girl, Caitlin Smith. Only her second basket of the night. Puts the lead back to 6 with 1 minute to play. A 6-point lead. Right side, Darnell drives to the hoop. Darnell takes it into traffic. Got tied up. The ball is loose. Picked up out here at the top of the key. Now timeout's going to be taken by Auburn with 49 seconds to play in the ball game. 42-36. Bulldogs down by 6. Back in 30 on Sunny 101.3.
Did you know State Farm has surprisingly great rates on auto and renter's insurance? It's one of those things you just don't know until you know. So, now you know. Your local State Farm agent knows how to help you protect your car and stuff for a surprisingly great rate. Want to know how much you can save? Talk to a State Farm agent today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Individual premiums will vary by customer. All applicants subject to State Farm underwriting requirements.
When you want the real deal, call State Farm agent Blaine Barron in Auburn or Tecumseh today.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The Auburn Lady Bulldogs are down to 49 seconds here, trailing by 6, 42-36. Bulldogs will have the basketball. Addie Maddox to toss it in. Syracuse in a man-to-man defense, putting some pressure on Binder as she comes into forecourt, covered by Donover. Binder, across court pass, top of the key. This is a cross over to Kirkpatrick. Underneath, shot is up. Whistle and a foul. Putting the shot up was Zoe Baltensberger. She was fouled. She will be at the free throw line to shoot two shots. 37 seconds to play now in the ballgame. The foul was on Cisco, her second personal. Shooting two at the line. Zoe Baltensberger, free throw is up and good. Got the first one. That cuts the lead now to 5 at 42-37. 36.9 seconds to be exact on the clock. Zoe Baltensberger at the free throw line. Second free throw, it's on the way up. It's good. She hit them both. The lead is down to 4 now. 42-38. 36.9 seconds. Inbound the pass. Whistle. Foul very quickly. Foul's going to be called on Addie Maddox, but that's only team foul number 5. They got to foul twice more to get him to the line. Maddox's third personal. Inbounding the pass. Sailoff underneath the Auburn bucket. Inbounds it. They get it into Cisco. They reach in, slap the ball away, and stole it. Coming up with the ball is Maddox. Now Maddox has it stolen back by Cisco. And now a whistle and a foul is going to be called, I think, on Maddox. We had a back-to-back steals there. Addie Maddox just picked up her fourth personal. Team foul number 6, down to 26 seconds to go. It's a 4-point ball game. Rockets to inbound it. Sailoff to toss it in. Ball is loose. It's on the floor. Timeout taken by Syracuse to try and save the possession. Down to 23.7 seconds. 42-38. Syracuse up by 4. They took the timeout. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. Be back in half a minute with the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty. Simplified, satisfied, sold. An equal housing opportunity.
Sunny 101.3.
Back here at Fall City High School, 23.7 seconds to play. The score, Syracuse 42, Auburn 38. Rockets will have the ball under the Auburn basket. Riley Sailoff will inbound it for the Rockets. Sailoff to toss it in. gets the ball inbounded, gets it into Meyer. Meyer is fouled immediately. And we'll put Jaden Meyer at the other end. We'll walk down and put her at the free throw line. The foul is going to be called on Addie Darnell, Addison Darnell's first personal. Team foul number 7. So at the free throw line, Jaden Meyer. She'll be shooting 1-1. She has 7 points, has not been to the line yet tonight. This will be her first attempt. 21.8 seconds to play, a 4-point ball game. Meyer on the 1-1. The front end of the 1-1 is up, and it is off, no good, and the rebound comes down to the Rockets. Smith comes away with the ball. She falls to the floor and travels. Auburn will get the ball back with 17 seconds to go. Rockets drop back in defense here. It's 42-38, a 4-point ball game, 17 seconds. Binder down in a hurry, being chased by Donover. Binder across the timeline, takes it all the way in. Driving layup, couldn't get it. Binder couldn't get the layup, the whistle. Sisko with the rebound, and Caden Sisko will be at the free throw line, but now we're down to 9.2 seconds to go. And Sisko can almost ice this puppy here. She has 18 points in the ball game. She's made 2 out of 8 from the free throw line with 18 points. Here shooting 1-1. Shot is up and good. Caden Sisko, 19 points in the game. What a game for the 5'10 junior tonight. Now into the ball game comes Braymeyer checking in place of Smith. 43-38, the lead is 5 with 9 seconds to go. Sisko can make it a 6-point advantage for the Lady Rockets. The rim is off, no good. Rebound. Auburn down in a hurry with it. Maddox, 4 seconds, 3 seconds. Maddox driving layup, doesn't get it. Rebound, Sisko. There's the ball game. The Syracuse Rockets with the win tonight over the Auburn Lady Bulldogs. Your final score, Syracuse 43 and Auburn 38. The Syracuse Rockets will face the Fall City Lady Tigers Thursday night at 6 o'clock in the sub-district final. Don't go away. We've got a post-game show coming up for you here. We want to let you know how your favorite player did in tonight's contest. We'll have a complete rundown of all the individual numbers after this 2-minute timeout. You've been listening to the Peru State College Game of the Week on Sunny 101.3.